Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place, the point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Reach or Miss, Episode 32. Michael Stelzner is the founder of Social Media Examiner, author of the books Launch and Writing White Papers, and the man behind Social Media Marketing World, the industry's largest conference. He is also host of the Social Media Marketing Podcast, founder of the Social Media Marketing Society, and host of the weekly Social Media Marketing Talk Show. Mike Stelzner, wow, I waited for this conversation. So great to have you here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And I just shared your bio with our listeners, and I would like to ask you to share with us, what are you most passionate about today? What are you doing and where are you heading?
It's a wonderful question. I recently started something brand new called The Journey, which is an episodic documentary. And it's called The Journey, and you can find it at journey.show. And basically what it is it's a weekly short documentary about my company and the impossible mission that we're on to take our conference to a bigger place that seems impossible right now. And every week, what I'm doing is documenting the struggle and how I'm breaking through in a short 5 to 7 minute video. And so far, my community is just absolutely loving it. So it's fun. We've only come out with 3 episodes so far, but we plan on doing it for about 5 months leading up to Social Media Marketing World. And it is, I think, just one of the most fun things I've ever done because it's a real documentary about a real company that's struggling to be successful.
Oh, and this is very interesting because you are so successful. So what is the next height? What do you mean you are really struggling with?
Well, yeah, let me explain. So our conference, Social Media Marketing World, had 3,100 people there in 2017. We want to grow that by 62% year over year, and then another 100% the year over the year. So we want to be to 10,000 people by 2019, which is more than tripling our growth in 24 months. So that seems like an impossible journey. And we're hopeful that by sharing the journey, that some people will help us accomplish our mission. And a lot of people will find it entertaining, exciting, and learn along the way.
Wow. First of all, we are going to put it in the show note and we are going to listen and, of course, to share it. And I want to say, as someone that has been in the conferences for 4 years, this has changed my life, and I think it's changing the life of social media.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means a lot to hear that.
Can you tell me in very, very few words about your career and how did it all come together to this Social Media Examiner and the Social Media Marketing World?
I started as a writer, and then in 2009, I did what I call my great experiment, where I was able to secure the website socialmediaexaminer.com for like $10. And, you know, from one of those website places, and I decided to reach out to some of my friends who were writers and encourage them to write for this movement that I was starting called Social Media Examiner. And in 2009, there were not a lot of websites that were giving away a lot of free information, and this thing just kind of took off. And in months, all of a sudden, I had a crazy successful blog on my hand. And then the rest is history, right? From that blog, we were able to launch online conference and then a physical conference and podcasts and live show and just all these things that we're doing today over 8 years later. But it all started with me starting, you know, getting a domain and having the willingness to try an experiment that I knew might not work.
Wow. I think one of the most incredible things was that I, in 2009, suddenly found something free that all the time sharing information and knowledge and giving and giving and giving. And I think you actually established it that way.
Yeah, that's when I established it.
Can you please tell me who your customers are today? Who do you consider as your customers today?
Anyone who understands the importance of doing marketing with social media. So it's typically somebody who is either a self-employed person who has a business and doesn't have a lot of money and wants to try to figure out how to use social media to grow the business, or it's someone who works for a business and their job is to do marketing for that business. So I classify all these people under the label marketers, because in the end, everybody who's self-employed really is a marketer at heart, right? Because they got to market and they got to sell themselves.
It sounds a bit strange. I think everybody knows that they have to use social media, and I almost think everybody uses it, isn't it?
Yes, but here's the thing. It changes every week. This is what gives us longevity. Because unlike other industries where, like in the science industry, where once you discover something that's true, you can kind of rely on that forever. In the world of social media marketing, things change constantly. And as a result, marketers need to keep up with it all. And that's where we come in.
You know, we are all about entrepreneurship and startups and talking about how to react and act with your customers. And I wanted to ask you about your concept or beliefs on the way a startup or entrepreneurial business, which you have been as well, should approach its customers, and give our listeners your best advice for their customers' approach or focus.
I think that when you're getting started, you really need to talk to lots of people to understand what their problems are. So that could be going to an event where lots of people that match your customer happen to be and talking to them to understand what their problems are. Or if you've already got some people on an email list, it could be sending them an email and asking them lots of questions so that you can understand what some of their challenges are. But somehow to survey or to ask what the challenges are, and, you know, I think is the number one way that anybody can be successful, because a lot of times we guess. We think everyone is like us, which is totally not true. And we say, if everyone's like me, then they'll be interested in this. And we just throw it out into the world and hope it sticks. But if you do a little bit of research, you can test those assumptions. And if those assumptions are true, then great. But if they're not, you will prevent yourself from doing a lot of work that may or may not be successful. So I think it increases the likelihood of success.
You know about success, and you have a lot. And I wanted to ask you, what is your biggest, most critical failure with customers? The one that affected your entrepreneurial journey the most?
Okay, so I was already very successful. And in my mind, I thought, well, I'll just take what I've done here and I'll try it in a new space. And I should be successful because I've done it before. I just assumed. So I started a project called mykidsadventures.com. And my goal was to create something for parents of young children who are looking to help them do things in a non-digital way, you know, like in the great outdoors or in your backyard, or, you know, with things that you can hold in your hands, like, you know, robots or just anything that was not a computer screen, you know. And it didn't work. And I spent an enormous amount of money on it. It was a huge failure. And this is while Social Media Examiner was exploding. So all of a sudden, I had two different projects going on, one that was successful and that one that I wanted to be successful. And I was pretty much, you know, totally distracted and didn't realize what I had right in front of me. So the lesson that I learned from this is that we must stop something to start something. And it was not the right time for me to take this project on. I shut the thing down, but I learned a lot in the process, because I learned how really to stay focused and to run experiments and not just invest $300,000, which is how much and hire lots of people, just assuming you know what's going to work. And that's why today we don't launch anything without a lot of research. And we made some critical mistakes about this one. It was a great learning experience and very humbling.
And now I would like you to tell me a story about your greatest, most significant success as a result of the right customer focus, or something you did right with your customers.
I think that the greatest success that I ever achieved was deciding to not just teach people online, but to teach them in person. And the year was 2013. I launched Social Media Marketing World. 1,100 people showed up, and many of them told me it was the best experience they've ever had in their life. And for me, that was a really, really, really big deal, because it was a lot of work and I didn't know if it would work. But now, you know, we're coming up on our sixth year here in a couple of months. And I know now it's the best thing that we do. And it's, you know, I had to be willing to try this. And I'm glad I did, because there's no looking back now.
Why? I mean, you have so much influence through online and through your blog. What really made you look for touching people in person?
When I launched my website, Social Media Examiner, yeah, I went to two other conferences. And while I was there, I made contacts with a lot of the speakers that were there. And those contacts became very instrumental in the growth of my company. And I began to realize that going to conferences and trade shows was really like the secret sauce to success for so many of us. And I just saw how poorly many of those conferences were done. And I wanted one for my audience. I wanted one for somebody like me. So I took all the things that were bad about all these other events and I tried to make them right with my event. And I just had this intuitive sense that this is going to work. And it really did work.
It does work. It's working all the time. Can you recommend the best, most effective technological or digital tool that's related to customer focus, marketing, or sales? There are so many tools out there. And I'm really looking for those that the leaders are using or seeing that it works.
I think that even though I run a company called Social Media Examiner and a conference called Social Media Marketing World, I think the technology that is the best is actually email. And so many people are building their house on rented land because they're building their following on the various social platforms. And then those platforms change the rules and we no longer are able to reach the audience we want to reach. So this is why it's so important that anyone starting a business or trying to grow a small business has a strategy to help grow their email list, because it's the secret thing that you really have complete control over, because you can send those messages whenever you want and you don't have to worry about an algorithm deciding whether or not that message is going to get through on the other end.
I love you saying that. Is there any service provider, like mentor, consultant, advertiser, or it can be even a book, that had a major impact of your customer success and can help others as well?
There is a really good book by a guy named Dr. Henry Cloud, and the book is called Necessary Endings. And in this book, Dr. Cloud talks about how in our life and in our business, there are times when we must end things in order to start new things. And I got to tell you, I don't read a lot of books, but this book was so eye-opening to me because it made me realize I need to have a stopping list before I can have a starting list. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful book that I recommend to anyone. It's called Necessary Endings.
And we'll put the link to the book in our show notes so everybody can read it, and I'm going to read it. I want to ask you if you remember, when was the point when you stopped chasing after customers and started to attract them?
You know what? I never chased customers, believe it or not. The reason I never chased customers, let me rephrase, okay? I've been a serial entrepreneur for 21 years, but with this company, I've never had to chase customers. With my other companies, I did, but never with this one. And the reason why is because I've learned that if you give and give and give, and you mentioned this earlier, that you found us a long time ago and we were providing so much value, you won't have to do very much for those people to want to become your customer. So we actually, yes, we try hard to persuade people to become customers, but we don't chase them. Instead, we try to understand that most people will never become customers. So we give them what they want, which is free, valuable content, so that they help evangelize us. Because if they're willing to share our content, then they'll bring us other people of whom which we will find customers. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. But I must ask, when you just started Social Media Examiner and you just put out the content and it started to work by itself?
It did. It was literally like an autopilot.
Wow.
Now, part of it was I was doing something that was rare at the time, okay? There wasn't a lot of people giving away really rich content for free. Everyone was selling their wisdom in a consultancy kind of a way, and I gave it all away for free. So I was very counter to the way things were. Nowadays, everybody gives everything away for free, but back then, nobody was doing that. So when I would provide information about how to use Twitter or Facebook with a lot of depth, people would go crazy and they'd share with everyone because it's what they were craving. And I gave it away for free.
And I want to ask you about that. Now, you just said that nowadays everybody is giving everything for free. So what is the secret sauce for somebody that wants to stand out from the crowd today? What is the next move?
Well, let me rephrase. Everyone is not truly giving away everything for free. I probably should have said many people are following this model. But I do believe that every one of us is distinctly unique from everyone else in the world, and we all have a unique voice. We all have a unique perspective. And even if you're in the most competitive industry, you can still provide value to your tribe and or community. So if you can understand what they want and you can give them what they want in a way that really gets them to know and like and trust you, there's no limit to the amounts of content that you can produce for them, because we're in a very competitive space. But very few people do what we do because it's a lot of work to do what we do. So I would say do it better than everyone else in your space and really understand that that is a form of marketing for your business. And if you can have a great podcast or a great blog or a great, you know, video, then you can use that as your unique differentiator. And then people will start to recommend you and ultimately start to purchase from you.
You know, there are so many factors that always actually influence our successes. But I want to ask you, what is the one thing that really affected your success? What is your key success factor?
I would have to say truly knowing who our audience is and giving them exactly what they want for free over and over and over again. You'll notice the theme we've been talking about today.
Yeah.
When you know exactly who you're trying to reach, and you know exactly what they want, and you can give it to them for free, that's a model that you can repeat every single day, and it will never not work. Because when you know what they want, and you know that you can give them what they want, and you can do it for free, they will love you. And when they love you, then they will give back, or they will become a customer. You know, either one is fine, and not all of them will give back, but that's okay. You just need a few, right? We don't need that many.
I think being a customer, in a way, is giving back.
It's true. Yeah, it is.
Today, when there are so many things to choose from, I think it's giving back.
I would agree. Yes, for sure. And sometimes when people buy what you have, they may not be thinking that they're giving back. They might be actually thinking they're getting something even more valuable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hope, is that they always are receiving more value than what they expect.
Sure. Nobody is a customer unless he feels that he gets a lot of value. That's for sure. And before we say goodbye, I want to ask you a special question. We do believe that the best way for entrepreneurs to get a fast, big, and stable success is by leading their category, by understanding their customer's point of view and leading this new market. And it always reminds me climbing a mountain and trying to take ownership on these thoughts and on this point of view of the customers, and trying to take ownership on the minds of your consumers or customers. And I wanted to ask you, if there is any mountain you dream to climb, or you climbed yourself, or any mountain that you look at, I'm looking for a mountaineering story.
The Grand Canyon is the mountain that I'm thinking of, and it's actually the opposite of the mountain.
It is.
It is actually one of the greatest canyons in the world, and to climb down to the bottom of it and up is the exact opposite of climbing a mountain. And I have descended into a portion of the canyon, but I've never actually been able to make it all the way across the entire canyon, which is a multiple day trek. And it's not easy to do. So someday I would love to descend into one side of the canyon and ascend all the way out the other side of the canyon. That's something that I dream of accomplishing someday.
Wow. You know, we are saying all the time that marketing is about creativity, but I would have never think of the Grand Canyon as a mountain.
It is. Let me tell you, when you're coming up, it's just like coming up a mountain. It's pretty crazy.
For sure. I just want to know, what is the best way for people that want to connect with you, to get in touch with you?
I would strongly recommend they visit socialmediaexaminer.com. On there, we have a podcast called Social Media Marketing, our weekly documentary called The Journey, and also a weekly live show called the Social Media Marketing Talk Show. There's so much free stuff on there. I would suggest people go there. And then if they also want to reach me, they can find me on Twitter at Mike_Stelzner, Stelzner.
Thank you so much for this conversation. I loved it, and I really appreciate you coming here.
My pleasure.
And for you, our listeners, until the next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and vision. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.